Yes.
Okay. And there was a request for an item to be added to the agenda. And is that done next now? Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Request for a item to be agenda added to the agenda.
I believe we do that first off and then it gets put down. Mistaken, is that right, Sandra?
Yes, you just, as part of the motion for the approval of the agenda, you just add it there and it'll be added under new business item 6.2.
So I'm not hearing everybody very clearly.
Sandra is, or Chris, is that me? I had a statement that I wanted to make at the beginning of the meeting because I can't be on the meeting the whole, I've got to go off it and go, I've got a presentation to make to Barrington Council that I'm supposed to be on soon. So okay. I would like to make a statement at the beginning if I could.
Yeah, that's not, I don't know if that's really an edited item or not, is it?
Well, it's not on the agenda, so I have
to make a statement. So we have two items to be added to the agenda.
Yeah, we should do it that way.
Yeah. So.
And then we can let the mayor speak first.
Pardon me?
So you just need an approval of the agenda with the added items. That's all you need.
Right. So is there somebody against that? So we need a mover and a seconder.
I so move.
Herb Seymour will move.
And that was who?
Dean.
Reed?
Dean.
Oh, Dean. Sorry, Dean. And who was the seconder?
Herb Seymour.
I'll second.
Okay, so it's removed and seconded that the two items be added to the agenda. And the only thing I can say is anybody against that, make the point now. In hearing none, the motion's carried, items to be added to the agenda. So Carolyn, you want to start first?
If I could, please. I guess I would like to take a moment to say a few words on behalf of council and staff of the municipality about the tragic fire in our community just a few weeks ago that took the lives of Kaylee Savory and her sons, 11-year-old Harley Savory and 8-year-old Hendrick Savory, and Kaylee's fiance's daughter. We would like to express our deepest condolences. Our hearts ache for the family, the students and staff at Blue Nose Academy and Greenfield Elementary School, and all of those affected. I would like to express our sincerest thanks to the first responders and to the medical professionals for their courageous response under such tragic circumstances. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the service you provide to our communities. We know and understand that these last few weeks have been very difficult. Fire service volunteers do not have to deal with difficult situations like these alone. There are resources you can turn to. All volunteer firefighters of MODL and their families have an employee and family assistance program available to them from the municipality. Please contact Chris, our fire services coordinator, if you would like information on the program for yourself or someone else in the fire service. To everyone touched by this terrible tragedy, we hold you in our thoughts and prayers at this difficult time. I would also like to thank the New Germany Volunteer Fire Department for their initiative with providing smoke detectors to every child in their service area. I also want to thank the other fire departments, and to my knowledge, there are 7 now currently doing this: Midville, Tri-District, Greenfield, Conquerall Bank, LaHave, and Pleasantville. If I miss someone, I apologize. I also want to thank all the fire services who have reached out to the firefighters in the area and to everyone who covered other districts through the mutual aid system during this event. So again, thank you all for your service that you provide to our communities.
Thank you, Carolyn. So, Chris, to you, the second item on the added item will be dealt with under new business when we get there. All right. All right. So we're looking for a motion to approve the minutes of the January the 10th, 2021 meeting.
I so move. Can you hear me, Chris? Brian?
Yes. Tom, yes, I heard you. Yep. It's been moved by Tom. We need a seconder.
I'll second.
Steve's hand was up first.
Okay, Steve, then it's been moved and seconded by Tom and Steve that the minutes of the January the 10th, 2021 meeting be approved as circulated. If anybody's against that, put your hand up now.
Agree, 2022, not 21.
That's correct, 2022. I see no hands up, so motion's carried. The next item is business arising from the minutes. And there is one item on the agenda marked, or several items actually. 4.1 is options for reduction in insurance premiums. And Chris, you're going to have a few comments for the committee.
See how you can hear me anyway.
Sure.
So I did have some discussion with Edmund Nix of BFL Canada on that since our last meeting, and he did send me some information to kind of brief through a little bit. And I spoke with Tom a little bit today on that and with Brian, and we're thinking maybe we'll just send that out to the committee level first and you guys can kind of look through it, give us some opinions and thoughts onto it, and then if we want to go deeper into it, then maybe we can look into it deeper. But it talks about like a mutual type fund where departments determine what they can pay for a premium, what they want to set the premium at. They can set a high premium, and then departments have to determine what they want to put into like a pod or a mutual fund to draw on if there is a call for one department or two departments or more to have a claim that they would pay, say, a $2,500 deductible, and the rest would come out of the kitty or the pot, whatever you want to call it. And then you talk how it works. So that's kind of like the beep, and they had some other little topics in there for discussion purposes. So,
yeah.
If that's something you guys would like to see, we can send it out to you for sure and have a look through it. And then maybe we might have to have like a committee to like maybe the insurance committee.
Yeah, I think if I can speak a little bit there. Yeah, I think, Chris, that's what I would suggest, that maybe send it to the committee members.
To reconvene that or something.
And then if that, once we the group sees it, I think a subcommittee of the insurance, most members are still here. Councils probably would have to change that are on that, right? But that would give us an opportunity to get it into more detail, because you're really talking about self-insurance. And a plan of managing a self-insurance program.
Hello? That's basically what it is. Yes. Yeah. To a large portion, it is. I mean, there'd still be a small paint deductible, like to put into the kitty every year.
Yes.
And then
I think we certainly will need to get into it far deeper to make any comments or suggestions or recommendations on it. So.
Yeah, and Ed said he's available at any time to work with committee to look at it in deeper depth and detail. Like, that's part of what they're there for too, is to help with that.
Right. Okay. Does everybody agree with that in principle?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. The next item is 4.2 is fire scene security.
So we do have it back in play. We'll sit down with our municipal clerk. That's where it's at next, for it to go through her procedure that she goes through to put it all in place. And I hope to meet with her fairly soon on that. I know she had some other things she was catching up on So we'll have it. Hope we're going to have it for sure by the AGM that we can discuss with everybody, if not before that. That's right. That's the aim anyway. So let's reach out right now.
Okay. Any questions of Chris? No hands up, so we'll move on to the mutual aid agreement.
Okay, so there is a copy of that being signed now. There's a copy in the MODL in the front area, so people can either see me or the front staff to sign that.
Okay.
We're muddling through.
Right. So you have many signatures at this point, Chris, do you know?
Yeah, we had 13 of the 24.
Okay, very good. We'll do a reminder at Lunenburg Regional then maybe on Thursday.
That's a plan.
Yeah. Any further questions of Chris on that? I do not see any hands up. So the next item is air pack certification, turnout safety gear, turnout gear for safety. I know that we did not discuss this at Lunenburg Regional yet at this point. So it'll be something that we will be referring on to that committee. Okay.
Okay.
Cell coverage is the next item. Pardon me. So page 2 of the agenda package has a letter that was sent, responded to by the local MLA, or one of, and it is attached. Any questions from anybody?
Can I make an observation, Brian?
You can, yes.
It looks to me as though that letter was written either by a lawyer or a politician. Lots of words that don't mean anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, Tom.
We want cell coverage. We don't want words, right?
Yes. To address cellular gap issues, moving forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's written by a politician or a lawyer or both. Probably both.
Yeah, I would say both in there. Both had some parts of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is the response, and we have to document that. So.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So. Any further questions on that section? I don't see any hands up. 4.6 is procurement of equipment for departments. And I know that this was discussed at Lunenburg Regional. It was an online session. And they would like to see certainly some more discussion on it. And I don't know, Chris, were you at that? You weren't at that meeting online, were you?
I don't remember that one, if I was.
No, I don't think you were. It was just the last meeting.
I was there.
Yeah. So they would like to have some more dialogue on it, to understand it a bit more. They made comments about Municipal Finance Corporation, and they were looking at maybe gathering some financial information as kind of the money that's been spent over the last 5 years or 10 years on equipment, to look at if there's anything that could maybe help move this forward in a way that may in fact benefit fire departments, right? That was kind of the thrust of their comments. So Dean, were you online at that meeting at the last?
No, one? I actually forgot about that meeting altogether until it was too late.
Okay. Tom, you were probably there, were you?
No? I was there, always there, yes.
Okay. So you're agreeing with my comments on that, that roughly that's what was said there?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
All right. Okay, so we would like to see it left on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay, page, the next item, if there aren't any further questions on that, 4.7 is budget 22-23, pages 3 and 4 attached.
That was just the ask for the, that was just for the ask for the 2% council session.
Yes. So those recommendations were approved. Are there any questions from members of this committee? No hands up. Next item is the annual general meeting. We know when it is, Thursday, April the 7th. Best Western.
That's the plan to date.
Yes, and it's an in-person meeting.
That's our hope, yep. That's what we want to have.
Right. Any comments from anybody about that? So it is Thursday, April the 7th.
When do you want our names, if we're going to put our names forward? Do you want that anytime after tonight or?
Yeah, anytime. It's supposed to be a week prior to, if I remember, according to the way it was written in the AGM. I can send an email. We just reminding everybody.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Okay. Any other comments?
I see Michelle got her hand up.
Okay, Michelle.
I haven't been on council since we've had an AGM. Can you just explain the process to myself and possibly another councillor who wasn't here at that time on how this committee is selected at the AGM?
So, Chris, do you want to answer that? Do you want me to answer that, or
you want to handle that, Brian?
Well, okay, yeah.
You can go ahead and I can fill in the gaps if you want.
It's been a while, but at the AGM, Dean actually initiated the first part of it, is the fact that anybody who wants to be on the committee that is there now can put their name forward, and there are then, in addition to that, nominations accepted from others. And correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but I understand the persons that are being nominated by others have to have already agreed that they would in fact go on the committee, so that then we're not stuck into a situation where we're getting people nominated that don't want to be on it. And
yes,
then if there are nominations in addition to what names have come forward from existing members of the committee, and this is from the fire service side of it only, then there would be a vote in private. They would vote on a piece of paper, and those nominations would, and they would count those out, and it, you know, pretty straightforward process. So yep, Michelle,
thank you.
It's pretty straightforward. And you know, even though there hasn't been one for a while, the process hasn't changed any. And the only thing that's important is that people being nominated. We had it in the past. There were nominations made. Person wasn't at the meeting, or the person hadn't been asked before the meeting if they would be interested in being nominated. And there was some confusion on the odd time. But basically, in advance, people need to be discussing it if there's some other names coming forward, to make sure that if the person is not at the meeting, that if they're being nominated, that they've ensured that they are prepared to go forward. And I think, Chris, is there not an email or something they need to give verification to Chris that they are in fact interested in it? So
yes, and then I read that off the night of the meeting at the AGM, right, saying that these names came forward. So just okay, so we don't run into, like you said, where somebody puts a name forward and the person's not present to say yes or no. Or
Okay. Is that clear enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Okay. Item number 5 is LRFES, and obviously, the only item that I was going to talk about, which we've already kind of talked about, which is the procurement of equipment for departments, that came up at that meeting, and we've already discussed it. So there were, that's all that that really took place at the meeting. And the next, is everybody okay there? Okay, the next item is the added item from Councillor Greek. Okay, so.
It didn't take us long to get to that.
Pardon me?
That didn't get take us long to get to that.
No, it didn't actually.
Item 6.1, the fire services grant update first.
Oh, is it? Okay, I thought that, okay. Yes, okay, sorry about that. 6.1, fire services grants update.
So this won't take long, but there was the grants that came out last year for individual training and for recognition. So since that, Dayspring and District Fire Department in, I think it was November or December last year, put on a recognition celebration for the firefighters, so they were able to participate in that. It was $15 to the banquet celebration. And there's a officer leadership training coming up on the 26th of March. And we have 26 of the 30 positions filled for those two different sessions on that day. I'm pretty excited about it because it's new and something that the fire service didn't always have a really good openness to be able to take those types of trainings. I'm looking forward to see what they think of it and how it works, and we can tweak it and maybe, you know, offer it in the future also. That's kind of just to give you a little bit of update of the new grant line so far.
Okay, thank you, Chris, for that update. Now, Councillor Greek, we are ready for you.
Thank you, Chair. Mayor Bolivar gets in touch on the topic I wanted to bring up, and this is just for information for everybody. So during New Germany Volunteer Fire Department's February monthly meeting, our department collectively felt the desire to do something to honor the young lives who were lost at the February 19th, 2022 fire in Auburndale. We came to the decision that we would like to provide every child in our fire district a brand new smoke detector for their bedroom, for their sleeping area. And we all know that Lunenburg County is a tight-knit community, and we're all grieving the loss of these lives. None of us want to respond to a call of that magnitude like Midville Branch and the surrounding departments did on that day. The February 19th tragedy has sparked a fear in many of our children, parents, and community members. We want to help ease some of those fears by supporting households to prepare in event of an emergency by encouraging smoke detectors in sleeping areas, reminding households to replace expired detectors, to change smoke detector batteries, and to practice fire escape plans. We're all human, and we all understand that life gets busy. Smoke detector or battery replacements do not always happen when they should. We also know the cost of living has rapidly increased in the last couple of years, and the expense of a new smoke detector and batteries is an expense that easily gets pushed aside. We as firefighters want to remove the barriers that children may face when replacing smoke detectors. So New Germany Volunteer Fire Department is encouraging all other fire departments, and it started out in Lunenburg Regional and has spread to Nova Scotia, to join us in honoring the young lives who perished in the February 19th fire by providing smoke detectors to the children of their fire district. And together, maybe we can provide a smoke detector to every child in Nova Scotia. That's, I wanted to share our mission with everybody. And as Mayor Bolivar Getson had mentioned, there's seven other departments who have joined in on this. And I have heard from many, many other departments that they are taking it to their monthly meeting and will let me know if they're joining in. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Wanted to share the news.
Yes, that's good news. At a time when, you know, something as simple as a smoke detector or a battery can be so very helpful in the situation. So thank you, Councillor Creek, for that. Any comments or questions?
You got two there,
Brian. Tom, yes, I see it. Plus one other here now.
Michelle, how do you join? We have a meeting on Wednesday night. I'd like to, do you have any information on how we join?
Just commit to it and find a way that best for your department to distribute smoke detectors. Cummings is working with our fire departments to deliver them to your fire department at cost. That came through from Tri-District, line that up. But that's our fire department chose to do, invite people to our fire department, drive through the parking lot to collect their smoke detector. Other departments are going through the schools in their area. That's, there anything else you're looking for, Tom?
No, that's good. That's I'll get in touch with you after Wednesday, I suspect.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And somebody Thank else you. Had a question as well, or did, pardon me?
Councillor Bell's hand is up.
Okay. I don't see that, but okay. Councillor Bell?
Okay. Question maybe to Michelle or anybody who is organizing this purchases for the program. Has anybody made contact with the CVFSA on this program? I tell you, they had a partner, First Alert, that did similar programs in Ontario last year. And someone should at least contact Paul Maynard or Mike Lockhart, which are Nova Scotia representatives, to see if there's any similar, any programs available for this type of promotion. Now, if Cummings sells First Alert, and I don't know whether they do or they don't, that company may send a pallet of smoke alarms right to Cummings for distribution. And that company, First Alert, may very well pick up a cost before it even goes to the dealer, so that it's very great that Cummings are offering these to you at cost. They may be able to get them at the wholesale, at the distributor's price. For promotions like this, First Alert would probably be very enticed to get involved themselves. And if there's a benefit to the local departments, it's certainly a benefit to the families that will benefit from this. And they have promotional information like pamphlets and things like that that they could probably make available on other firefighting tips and so on. And even if they're not used during this particular distribution of smoke alarms, I'm sure that Chris could probably use a good supply to keep to Fire Prevention Week or whatever. But if no one has contacted them, I think it might be a mistake. But I just want to put the bug in whoever's ear.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. So to Chris, is that something, Chris, that you could do a follow-up with those individuals?
Yeah, I had my hand up there, so I know both of those guys pretty well. And
okay.
I'd be more than willing to do that if the Chris is okay with it.
Okay, yeah, sure. That would be a good thing. Thank you, Chris.
I'd like to thank Councillor Bell for that, for mentioning that, because that, for some reason, slipped my mind altogether. I guess I was thinking of other things and not that, but that was a very good point.
Yes. Okay, so no other hands up. We'll move on to in camera, not required. Our next meeting is Monday, May the 9th, this committee meeting, and the AGM is on Thursday, April the 7th of 2022. And we're up to a point of a motion to adjourn.
So move.
So moved by Dean.
Seconded by me.
Seconded by Tom. All right, so it's been moved and seconded. If there's anybody disagreeing, I don't see any hands. So motion carried.
Good night, all. Thanks to everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah.